came running to the deck. Said, boys, forget the whale. Look over yonder, cut the engines, change the sail. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. I think I'll call it Merca. I said, we hit the land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I just could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place for beans. Just then a cop comes down the street, crazes a little. He throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. I busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by a Guernsey cow. Directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carry signs around saying ban the bums. I jumped right in line, said I hope I'm not too late. When I realized I hadn't eaten for 5 days straight, I went into a restaurant looking for a cook. I told him I was an editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, could you please make that grape? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere and I left without my hat. Now I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots, and I was on the street again. I rapped upon my house with a U.S. flag upon display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here. I'll tell you from limb to limb. I said, you know they refuse Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones. I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested, and I went looking for a cop. I ran right outside. I hopped into a cab. I went out the other door, and this Englishman said fab as he saw me leave a hot dog stand and a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising Brotherhood. I ran right to the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye and ran out in the street when a bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, this foot came to the line. Trying to make a stab and bring it back any help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails would let me know if I should go back to the ship or back to jail. So I hopped my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails, it rhymes with sails, so I made it back to the ship. Well, I got back and took the pocket ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when the Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name and I said, Captain Kidd. They believed me, but they wanted to know exactly what I did. I said, for the Pope of Peru, I was employed. They let me go right away. They were very paranoid. Well, the last time I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a wheel that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was, when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing. They were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus, and I just said,